The Money Show.
Shapeshifters.
Shapeshifters brought to you by Worksman's Attorneys. Worksmans.com. Keep them close. We don't have enough teachers on The Money Show as shapeshifters. We have lots of ex-teachers as shapeshifters. Lots of people who've worked in education and then have gone and done other things. Either they've gone and, like Chris van der Mar, who started Curo. He was a teacher and then built a school and then built an empire. And I think Royal Causa taught for a while. Did Royal Causa teach for a while? I think he did. Lots of Black professionals, the only sort of professional degree they were allowed to do was teaching, and so went and taught, and now these great minds lost to education and then moved into business and other spheres as well. One of those people is Ingrid Jones, the founder and director of Mikateko Media. Mikateko Media, what is Mikateko Media? Well, they are the guys who would distribute 5 million printed magazines every year. And you think, but I've never heard of Mikateko Media. Well, then you don't pay attention to the front inside page of your Sawubona magazine or your Juice magazine on Mango. And you don't pay to Proctologists Weekly and many other trade magazines that are published on a regular basis. Before we get into what you do nowadays, why did you break from teaching? I mean, teaching this great and noble profession, why did you bail?
I didn't bail. I must tell you, I said when I turn 60, I'm going to go back. But I was at the right or ripe age when the first packages, when teachers were offered a package to leave, I was there. And I thought at the time, I'm young enough to still get another job maybe. And then the older people could probably stay a little bit longer because it was a question of last in, first out, first in, last out, that kind of principle. And then I went into radio, Bruce.
You went to radio, Bunt Gesels Radio.
Yeah.
It was the idea that you could do talk radio in Afrikaans, and it should have worked.
Yes, it should have worked. Madava's Mal means that they were crazy people. And they
thank you for translating.
Yeah, yes. Grundakis, they should have been there. Some of them should have been there. And it was a great idea. It could have been like Cape Talkies right now, but it was just mismanaged on another level.
That's a pity because it was a lovely dream, yeah. And it was a concept that was a fertile concept, yeah, at the time. And
so I didn't bail.
It should have worked.
I was still teaching. I think the types of show that I did was still like that. And coincidentally, this morning I was speaking to teachers because they needed a little bit of motivation.
Teachers need motivation.
Yeah,
life is hard for a teacher.
Yeah, it's very, very hard. Very hard.
It's a thankless profession in many
respects.
Yes,
it is. If you look at the zeitgeist at the moment, you know, where kids are this and parents are that, they're not involved. Kids are apparently the worst thing since the Holocaust. So it's a little bit scary to go in there. And so people say you're crazy if you think you want to go back in there. But I think that, you know, we who left should go back. Because at the time when we were there, it was like some of the most exciting times in teaching. It was the 80s, you know, the early 90s. We had to teach on fields and in little hooks and crannies when the riots were on and so on. So it was an extraordinary time. And I do miss that kind of engagement.
I'm sure there is a remarkable satisfaction in seeing the lights come on, the little lights
absolutely
behind the eyes as
agreed
kids go, wow,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think that's what we do nowadays. But anyway, yes. Then you move into media.
Yes.
You in Punt Gesels Radio. When do you get into publishing? Because publishing, you start your own business in 2008, but did you have any work experience in publishing before that?
Yes, I worked for magazines, but as a journalist, writer. I'm not a trained journalist. I call myself a writer. For me, very distinct difference between the two. So at that stage, we were, you know, it was also the BEE time and, you know, it's our time kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I worked for a media company at the time. And there was a time when, you know, you reach a certain level and then you're like, okay, so what am I going to do from here? Because the people on the top must either die or something must happen to the company for you to go any further on that level.
It's the curse of journalism around the world.
I mean, it's the curse.
It is.
And so three of our senior Black journalists decided we're going to form our own media company, which we then did with almost zero money.
And you do it at the worst possible time to start a brand new business. You do it in 2008.
Yes.
Just as the world falls apart more spectacularly than any other time since 1929.
But this is South Africa. And unlike India or Brazil and the other BRICS countries, we are not early adopters. We might think we are early adopters, but we are not.
And sometimes it protects us. Yeah.
Absolutely. So at that time, you know, and we were, you know, emerging black professionals in the media space, it was like rookies going wild because you were then in an industry where you were, you know, on the other side, but now you have to make a business work. And so I'm not even the financial person of the company. I'm sort of I'm the creative. And my partner, Desiree Johnson, she's the financial partner in the company. So she understands the numbers. What I know is that there's a budget that you cannot exceed with it, which you have to.
What kind of a journalist are you if you know if you don't exceed budgets? I mean, budgets are there to be broken.
I'm really good with that. Really good with that. Yeah, making do with very little.
And so you did that with very little. Was the aim to go into publishing? I mean, was that the goal? You wanted to start up a trade publishing house? What was the plan?
It was kind of a little bit of a double something. You know, it was for us at the time, and still is, to be a, and I heard you the other day, like, what's this thing with leaving a legacy or legacy project? But for us, it's still a thing because we were there in the beginning, like the pioneers. So now you can't just leave something. You can't leave nothing. So that was one of it too. So have a legacy business. And the other thing, of course, was to be in business. We at the time stupidly thought, you know, we know what we know about publishing and that's going to stand us in good stead. And we had to learn the hard way that, wanting something as opposed to doing that something are two completely different things.
Did you start the business with a publication to produce, or did you start the business
we
and then go looking?
We were super lucky to, in that first instance, we got Transnet. And yeah, I know as a money person, you're probably now thinking like, oh, those people.
I hope you charge them enough. Because they were paying lots of people lots of money.
Yes, but sadly not. And so we started with that, you know, and we had to establish ourselves based on that one little publication.
But did you, so the mission was always to be a business-to-business trade publisher. That was the goal in the start?
In the beginning. That was the goal, you know, to kind of stick to what we know. But it's now 11 years later and we are not dead yet. And we're still here. We're alive. We are a profitable company. So it's not too shabby after 11 years. So now after that B2B kind of thing, we are now at the stage where what's the next frontier?
We're going to talk about that frontier in a moment.
The Money Show. Shapeshifters.
So what is the next frontier in the world of publishing? The founder director of Mikateko Media is Ingrid Jones. Because publishing was supposed to be dead 7 years ago, I think. The evolution of smart devices was going to kill print. And it's denuded the print sector around the world, but
it
there
did.
Is still print going, which is amazing.
But like I say, this is South Africa. Trevor Noah used to say the world is going straight on, and then South Africa was like, la pasite, this way. so you know, so that's what we are doing. So we're bucking the trend, I think. So if you think that we have a population that's only beginning to read and write, so what are they going to do? Are we sending them straight? And these are older people, my generation, who are early adopters in that particular instance. So they still want communication in a form that they can read in their hands, put it down, pick it back up again.
And scribble and in it. And go
absolutely.
And make notes.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know? So that's still there. So I think the nut that must be cracked is my generation, the so-called silver surfers, who are, they are on devices, but they also want the information in an old-fashioned kind of way. Look at book publishing, for example.
Yeah.
It's like...
Book publishing
is
flying.
Has it ever been this good?
No.
Has it ever been this good? You were busy writing a book, so you will know. Are you going to have a hard copy for people to read and make little notes in it, or am I going to flash on my screen and not engage with it at all?
I'm old school. I mean, when I get on the aeroplane and they say switch off your devices, I get quite cross. Well, other people get quite cross. I go flip the page. Thank
but
you very
that's
much.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, I think our generation. And so there are a lot of opportunities in South Africa to still do that. If you look at the youngsters in South Africa, for example, we are busy with a magazine called The Little Issue from The Big Issue that we also publish. And it is aimed at youngsters because there was a study whose name I now forget that said that kids read, they can read, but they don't read with comprehension.
Yeah, well, 78% of grade fours read with no with inadequate comprehension in any language in South Africa. That's the SIPS test, I think it's called.
So are you going to send them to a tablet?
But more and more schools, though, particularly more African schools, are putting kids onto tablets. And now global experience is showing that the tablets are actually destructive. And so they need to reverse that because you're not absorbing information in the same way.
So there's a lot of opportunities in print. If you just look and find where those opportunities are. There lies a huge growth opportunity. So there's enough, you know, books coming out for kids and so on, but they don't engage with it. And we have to ask why, you know. So when we are putting together this thing called the little issue, those are the things that we as adults have to engage with. And that's when, you know, when I earlier talked about legacy, what is the legacy that Mikateko Media wants to have in the publishing industry?
How many titles are you publishing?
Bruce, you are asking me trick questions because I'm very nervous as I'm sitting opposite you. I told you when
I
came here.
Is it dozens?
Look, we do the airline publication. We do SAA, Sabona for SAA. We do Juice for Mango, and we do Places for FastJet. It's a regional airline. And then we do all sorts of other publications, like The Big Issue. We do My Line for Metro Rail. There's a publication for, they all have these acronyms. I think it's for retirement funds.
Sure.
And Reach for, money sort of thing. So that's kind of the things that I just look if it looks pretty and so on, because that's
got to look pretty.
Yeah. And, but I'm a lot involved, more hands on in the lifestyle and travel publication.
So do you own the titles? Or,
no.
So you're publishing
on behalf of
a third party publisher?
Yes.
And so how did the Sabona contract happen? Because Kanye was busy producing that.
You know, and you have to go up against Kanye.
And you did? And
you have to just prepare and bring your A game. That's all that you have to do. And so we went in there, guns blazing. We had the best designers working on it. We had the best copy people working on it. And we presented something that they could not refuse. Because you must understand that the airlines also want a royalty based on the money that you must make on their behalf. So they don't give you a cent.
So you are relying on advertising
absolutely
completely.
Absolutely relying on advertising to make yourself work and to make them look fabulous.
That's a hard gig.
It's a hard gig. I've just, this morning, we sat with the sales team and they said, November sold, bigger than we thought it would be, and December is already almost 60% booked,
well,
advertising-wise.
That's great. I mean, it is also the biggest flying season of the year. I mean, FS go up and people start flying a lot. So it's a good time.
Yes.
Those holiday seasons are good
absolutely
to you.
Absolutely.
They are good to you.
Yeah.
So the future is going, I mean, you can use your education to grow the education publishing pie, I suppose.
But exactly. It's exactly.
There's such a deep need.
Right. There is an absolute deep need, you know, and because you think there's money going into, it's like it's going into a black hole, because our government is very fond of saying, okay, here is a little bit of money for you, not a lot, just a little, and then you must make do with what you have. But that's not enough, you know. You have to actually, you literally have to have the passion.
You know how the SABC feels, I suspect.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I mean, you do. I mean, it's a case of here's not enough money to run an organization. Now you make the rest. And I suppose it creates
if I look at
ingenuity.
The billions that people get to rescue, whatever, I mean, can change the shape of the world.
Let's not get cross. The Big Issue. Is it still working?
The Big Issue. Look, I'm probably going to say something very controversial at the moment, but
please.
What's new? I think the South African, The Big Issue, for example, it works in other countries fabulously because people behave differently towards a charity that they want to be involved in. Here, it's very different. You have 2 cents and now you have to give 5 cents. Of the 2 cents, you're over-investing in something that you know you have to have the heart, but actually you can't. I think our model must be broken, thrown on the floor, trampled on, and then be resurrected and do something very, very different with it in order to get the passion back and in order to get people to buy it again.
When it launched, people were so excited by it, and it was entrepreneurial activity, and the sellers were happy and satisfied. And now nobody makes eye contact with the Big Issue sellers anymore.
It's almost like a guilt buy that you have to do.
And then people drive around with the thing on their dashboard to say, you can't sell me a second one.
No, absolutely.
And then it becomes duty.
So I'm not saying that there are no more big issues. There are, but I mean, you get it on social media, you get it here, you get it there. So what is the next big thing for the Big Issue? That's the question.
Do
you have an idea?
I don't have an idea. Sorry. If you'd warn me. I could have pre-prepared a spontaneous idea. Because those are the best ones, the ones you prepare. Do you ever go purely digital, or do you see the longevity of paper? I mean, South Africa, as you pointed out,
I think it's a little bit of a, there's going to come a point where it's going to reach its peak and it's going to go.
I was paging through the big issue on your website today. Yeah. And it's lovely. I mean, it's a beautiful layout. It's almost like the real thing.
Yeah.
And you know, the digital print equivalent is very nice.
Yeah. But you have to think of it, both of them, very differently.
Yes.
Digital needs to fulfill some other need. And once you understand the need of that particular thing, then you can give people the content that they want.
Thanks for coming in, Ingrid Jones, founder, director of Mikateko Media. What happened to the crossword puzzle in the Sawubona magazine?
Who does that?
I used to.
Who fills it in?
I did.
What must the next passenger do?
Well, this way, no passenger gets a chance.
You're so selfish, Bruce.
No, I just want a crossword. Can you put a crossword puzzle?
No, back? I will never. I can't do what's that, Sudoku, Sadaki, so whatever. Never. A puzzle, no. For kids to color in and those, you know, those dots that you're. Never while I'm the editor. I have a very fancy title nowadays.
Replace her immediately. Ingrid, thank you for coming in.